Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, they out here prostituting kiddos. Fill their pockets with De Niro. Pedophiles pitiful, sell a child a centerfold. Take their innocence, put it on the internet. Purity's tainted, dignity shaking. Enslaving the soul of all of these babies. And freedom got a price nobody paying. Making money, American dream, ain't it? Nah, it's a nightmare, don't fight fair for white hair. Benjamin Franklin, let's kill it, we hate for him. Write a song justifying the lies we take for him. Hold up, they ain't with me, I'm willing to wait for him. Little me, sat up on the porch, making dollar bills. Stomach filled from another meal that my mama killed still. I can't keep still, I probably steal to keep a couple of Nike checks on the back of my heels. Grab my back on the pills, I need a stack of them bills. They say we slaves to the money, I guess we back on the field. I'ma go pursue my happiness, they told me it was free. But I'm still paying for it, I'm indebted to this thing. Heard a prophet say the prophet, don't focus on making change. Just focus on trying to be it and maybe you'll make a gain. Maybe you'll free the slaves, maybe you'll bring a change. The destinations are different, but everyone's on the train.
Freedom isn't free. But I still believe in my freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free. Please let me.
Yeah, I'm out here chasing this freedom, nigga. I keep chopping my feet off, and if they catch me, I'm so beat, but I ain't got to believe it. King Kunta, or King of Kunin, or Kenan and Kale. Rather rot in a jail cell than be up in hell. Well done, is you cooking, or is you hearing your father say, well done, is he looking at all your honors? Modestly, I'll be honest, I'm hanging on to that promise, cause honestly, I ain't really been everything that I oughta be on my hairy and bury me next to Honest Abe. Here lies another man murdered for trying to free the slaves. I gave Chief Keith my number in New York this summer. I told him I could get you free, I'm on my net, turn a back burner, cooking up a fat burger while we shucking jive to a song about a crack murder. Know we need a change, but we do it on the stage. Got some money and a soul, and neither one of us safe.
Freedom, it isn't free, but I still believe in our freedom, so my mind can see. Please let me be free, please let me be.
Good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at ChristianTalkRadio.com. I am your host, Marisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight. This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, and here a little and there a little. If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I would like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.website. Again, that is www.christiantalkradio.website, where you can access the Bible studies on demand by clicking on the menu and going to podcasts or going to videos. Also, I have a YouTube channel. I've had one for a while now. It's Christian Talk Radio at YouTube.com. That is Christian Talk Radio at YouTube.com. And you can access that by clicking on the menu and going to videos. It automatically takes you to my page. It is so very important, my brothers and my sisters, that we study the Word of God. The Bible says, to say the Word of God, to show yourself approved unto Father God, and what can be needed not to be ashamed, but to rightly divide the Word of truth. We know the Word of truth can be wrongly divided, my brothers and my sisters, so we want to rightly divide the Word. I'm going to come to you tonight from Psalms 139, and I'm going to talk to you not only from the King James Version of the Bible, but also from the Good News translation. The Bible says in Psalms 139, the Bible says in Psalms 139, it says, O Lord, in King James Version, thou hast searched me and known me. The Good News translation puts it another way. It says, Lord, you have examined me and you know me. You know everything I do. The King James Version says, thou knowest my sitting down and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought. He goes on to say, O Lord, thou hast searched me. The same as thou hast examined me, but he says, thou hast searched me and known me. You know what? We think, as people, we human beings, we think that, you know, Father God is somewhere off in a distant heaven, and we can't, he doesn't know what we do, and he doesn't see what we do, and he doesn't search our heart. But the Bible tells us something different. The Bible says that Father God does search us, and he does know us. See, David says, you have searched me and known me. You know my down sitting. You know my thoughts. You understand my thoughts afar off. Then in the Good News translation, it says, you know everything I do. From afar, you understand my thought. See, my brothers and my sisters, Father God knows us. There's nothing hidden that won't be made seen. The Bible tells us that. There's nothing that we can do that Father God doesn't already know about. He knows about everything that we do. He knows every hair on our head. He knows our sitting down. He knows our rising up. He understands all my thoughts. He knows everything I do. So there is nothing hidden from him. We can hide things from each other, but you can never hide anything from Father God because he knows everything that you do. So you have to understand that, and then so you can stop hiding things that you don't know about, because he knows everything you do. You can stop trying to be somebody that you're not, because Father God examines you, and he knows you. David says, you have examined me, and you know me. Okay. When you know that Father God knows you, there's nothing hidden, okay? That's why David said, you know me. You know, you have compassed me. You compassed my path and me lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. You are acquainted with all my ways, is what he says, Father God. He says, you even understand all my thoughts. Not some of his thoughts. He says, you understand all of my thoughts. You see me whether I am working or am resting. You know all my actions. Even before I speak, you already know what I will say. So, Father God knows us. I mean, I cannot tell you anymore than what David is saying right here in Psalms 139. He wants you to understand that Father God knows you. You know, even before I speak, he says, you already know what I will say. He already knows. But you say, well, why does he gives you free choice? He gives you free will. That's why he doesn't intercede in a lot of things. He intercedes in some things, true enough, but he doesn't intercede in everything because you have free will, a free choice in the matter, see. Father God does not make you do anything, although he knows your thoughts. He knows your actions. Even before you speak, he already knows what you will say. The King James Version says, you have beset me behind and before and laid thine hand upon me. You have enclosed or put a hedge around me and behind me and before me. You have laid your hand upon me, enclosed, put a hedge around me. You are all around me on every side. And so we feel the presence of the Lord. We feel the presence of the Lord. His presence is real. He is real. He is all around us, around me, on every side. You protect me with your power. See, it's not just, you know, we read the scriptures, we go to church, we listen to the message the preacher tells us. We have to have this personal relationship with the Father God, that we know, just like David had with Father God, that we know him. And he knows us. So there's nothing hidden from Father God because he already knows. David says, you are all around me on every side. You protect me with your power. You protect me with your power. Your knowledge of me is too deep. Your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. David says, I can't even fathom. I don't even know why you protect me. I don't even know why you're around me on every side. Your knowledge, he says, your knowledge of me is too deep. And in the King James Version, it says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. Who knows the mind of Christ? No one. No one knows the mind of Christ. No one knows the mind of Father God. The Bible tells us we don't. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. His mind is not like our mind. He doesn't think like we do. The Bible says his thoughts are higher than ours, and his ways are higher than ours. As the heavens are from the earth, that's just how high his thoughts are from ours. So we never know what Father God is thinking. We never know. And so we cannot assume to know what he is thinking. Because the Bible says, your knowledge of me is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. The King James Version says, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain to it. Even if we try to understand the mind of Christ, we would not have any idea what Father God is thinking. We have no idea what his thoughts. But we know the Bible says that he protects us. He's around us on every side. But the knowledge that he has, that Father God has, is too deep. It is beyond my understanding. Then the Bible goes on to say, where could I go to escape from you? In the Good News Translation, it says, where could I go to escape from you? King James Version says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? Where should we go to get away from the Spirit of God? Where could we go to get away from his presence? Where? The Bible asks the question, where? And then it goes on to say, if I went to heaven, you would be there. If I lay down or make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I ascend into heaven, you are, if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. And it's a wonderful thing to know that wherever we go, Father God is there. And it's an awesome thing to know that he has such a love for his children that wherever we go, he is there. David says, if I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall your hand lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah that he holds us with his right hand. And so David says that he makes the statement in the 10th chapter of Psalms 1, in the 10th verse of Psalms 139. He says, even there shall your hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. And if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, the darkness and the light. And the Bible goes on to say, for you have possessed my way. You created every part of me. You have possessed my way. You created every part of me. You put me together in my mother's womb. King James Version says, for you have possessed my reins. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee. I will praise you because for I am fearfully, wonderfully made. I will praise thee because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. For you have possessed my reins. You have covered me in my mother's womb. You have formed me. When my bones were being formed, carefully put together in my mother's womb, when I was growing there in secret, you knew that I was there. Even before we were born, when we were in our mother's womb, being created, being formed, the Bible says he even possessed the reins. He covered us in our mother's womb. So he even knew us before we knew ourselves. He even knew us before we got here. He says, you saw me before I was born. You knew that I was there. You saw me before I was born. The days allotted to me has all been recorded in your book. the days allotted to me have all been recorded in your book. The Bible says, I will praise thee, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The days allotted to me, the days given to me have all been recorded in your book before any of them ever began. Oh God, how difficult I find your thoughts. How many of them are there? If I counted them, they would be more than the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh God, how I wish. Let me tell you something. There is nothing that Father God doesn't know about us. There is nothing that he does not know about us. Be truthful to yourselves, my brothers and my sisters. Be truthful to who we are. The Bible says we must live in truth. Truth should be a part of us, not an option. I said truth should be a part of us, not an option. I just thought of saying it's been a blessing to you. Please share with others. Think about it. Put on your Facebook page, your Twitter, your Pinterest, your blog, your Blogger, your Tumblr. There's so many of social media out there. I can't even name all of them. But share the words of Father God with others, my brother. It's not about me. If it was about me, I'd go somewhere and sit down. But it's not about me. It's about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but I'll see you again tomorrow night, same time and same station. You be blessed.
Hit the closet, hit the mirror, stay fly, really I'm rocking some sweats, oh well I'm still feeling blessed, get fully dressed, walk in the kitchen, she already made me a plate, kinda impressed, and that sunshine and it's good weather, I'm feeling good, got the good book, I'ma read up, my feet up, and then hit the hood, gotta go cause the Jeep got the top off, throw my real shades on, I'ma knock off, on the street like 15 minutes and the lights stay green, but the team might win it, slow down, speed got limits, but I'm cruising, knee deep in it. At the car wash, cleaned the Jeep and found a $10 bill in between the seats. I gave it to the man on the corner. Had a sign up saying he was hungry. Yeah, the world kinda crazy and folks kinda foolish. But I keep cruising. Cruising, feeling good, yo. I remember living in the hood, bro. Death rate high and the funds low. When I used to get by on crumbs, bro. Went to the park to get school. Saw the homeboys out there shooting hoop. And my shot kinda rusty, but the fade clean. And me and Steph Curry on the same team. Winning like back to back to back. Nobody really wanted after that. Feeling like a young Dr. J. They can't stop the J. They can't got my pay. It's too wet. They can't stop the rain on my shot today. And my girl's still fine as ever. So when she hit my phone, I had to stop the game. Later on, time to eat. Favorite restaurant.